And it is Tuesday. It is 13 minutes on the dot. And I am here with Lieutenant Christian Perrin from the Worcester Holmes County Post of the State Highway Patrol. And happy Tuesday. Welcome. And I think we have some not as fun stuff to talk about today.
Right. We're actually some bad news over the weekend. We did have a fatal crash off of Hackett Road, just near Milbourne Road.
That very unfortunate, a local person here to the West Holmes District, to Holmes County, and it's always a very sad situation to have that, and it's always a lot harder when it hits close to home.
Yes, and our condolences do go out to the family of Miss Baird.
And so it's the first fatality in both Wayne and Holmes County for the year.
Yes.
And so you guys have had a little information that you put out too on that as well.
Yes, I don't want to go too far into the crash itself because there is pending litigation regarding it. But I do think that the circumstances of this crash just emphasize what we preach. Mm-hmm. And that's essentially traffic safety, but drinking and driving, getting into the vehicle with somebody who has been drinking and driving, and wearing your seatbelt. And those are all very important things to keep in mind when either getting behind the wheel or getting in the vehicle with somebody that you barely know.
And you guys put some stats out with that post on the last, 5 years, I believe.
Yes, we did. Over the past 5 years in Wayne County, driver impairment has contributed to 44 traffic deaths. That's 55% of those traffic deaths in Wayne County were attributed to OVIs. Yes, and 35 unbelted occupants were killed. So that's 43%.
Almost
of
half.
Those. Yes. Those two things, very important. Those are two of the leading causes of death and crashes are not wearing your seatbelt and being attributed to drinking and driving.
And so, we talk about the importance of not drinking and driving, but it's equally as important to your safety to not ride with somebody who's been drinking and driving.
Yes. And like I said, I've brought up my children before, and this is one of the things that I speak with them about is if you're out somewhere when you get older and you need a ride, you call dad. Dad's going to come there and pick you up. Don't ever be afraid to say, no, I'm not getting in the car with you. I'm going to find another way home.
And if they get mad at you for not, then that's not a very good friend either.
Right.
So, it's part of our, we talk about, making these decisions, and so it's one of those things. I remember we had a party back when I first moved into my apartment, well, shortly after. So it's been quite a few years now, almost 20 years ago. And we had all been consuming, and this one dude was, going to go drive back to Akron. And I was like, no, you're not. And we would not let him leave because we knew that he was not able to do that. So don't be afraid. And I didn't even know the dude. But I wasn't going to let somebody leave from where we were impaired like that. So it's also okay to stand up like that and say, no, you are not driving.
Yes.
And take the keys.
Yes. And like I said, this is tragic all the way around. And I think the biggest tragedy of it is it was completely avoidable. This should not have happened. There was no need for it. And like I said, it's just, this is one of those things that was completely avoidable.
And we talk about things like this. We talk about not drinking and driving because we don't want to see this happen to the people in our community. We're, especially here in Holmes County, we are a tight-knit community, and we all know each other, or we know their family, or, so it's less than 7 degrees. They always say there's 7 degrees from somebody famous. In Holmes County, you're 2 degrees away from knowing somebody here. So, previous Lieutenant Roberts, previous Lieutenant Norman, we talk about this, and, we kind of joke and make it fun, but we're trying to help get it into a different way, to have it sit there, and so you hear something, you think, oh, wait, they said not to do that.
And I do also want to emphasize with this as well, Hannah's a victim.
Yes.
So she is a victim of a crime, and that crime was OVI, drinking and driving. So going along with that, Trevor Lee Barker, 22, from Washington Courthouse, Ohio, was arrested for OVI at the scene, and he is being charged with the death of Hannah.
So those are official charges then from...
Yes, those will be going through the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office, but not getting too far into the weeds on the circumstances of the crash and everything, it was completely avoidable.
So, you know, we're not just standing here. You know, we want to help you avoid tragedy like this.
And then that's one of the things why you see us out, why we do proactive details such on like Super Bowl or the big game Sunday. Why you see us out looking proactively for OVIs, seatbelts, texting and driving. Just in between 2023 and now, between Wayne and Holmes counties, there were 426 OVI arrests. And there were also 5,329 seatbelt citations issued. That's a lot. Right. So for just over 2 years worth of enforcement, that's a lot.
I was trying to pay attention, but sometimes I get lost in numbers. Was that just Super Bowl weekend, or was that overall for those 4 years?
That's between January 1st, 2023 and yesterday, okay, for OVI arrest in Wayne and Holmes County. Just our counties.
So that's like well over a seatbelt a day.
Yes.
Easily.
Yes.
Multiple seatbelts a day. Sorry, I'm trying to math really fast and it's not going well.
It's the easiest thing that you can do when you get in a car.
It's my rule. You get in my car, you put on your seatbelt.
Right. It should feel awkward to start driving without your seatbelt on.
Exactly. So it's the simplest way to save lives. You guys do campaigns, Save by the Belt, to help positive reward people for, wearing their seatbelt in an accident.
Yes.
So let's try to make make these decisions. When you get in, click it. Everybody in the car is going to click it. I still haven't rewrote that yet.
But yes, so our condolences do go out to the family of Hannah Baird.
As ours as well.
And it is a tragic situation.
So yes, definitely. You don't ever want to see, we want to go the whole year without having to say, we had this situation.
Yes.
So, anything else?
So let's do what we can. Try and avoid these. Wear your seatbelt. Don't text and drive. Don't drink and drive. If you do want to go out and partake, make sure you have a designated driver. And as always, be safe and have a wonderful day.
And with that, thank you, Lieutenant Perrin, for coming in, talking, kind of breaking that down a little bit.
Thank you.
That was Lieutenant Perrin from the Worcester-Holmes County State Highway Patrol. And we are going to take a little moment, a little break here. When we come back, it is Chapel Roan with Hot to Go on WKLM.